News, I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been some progress on several fronts in the search for a missing Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish crime scene investigators finished an inspection of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman. Also, U.N. spokesman Rupert Colville says he does not know how thorough the investigation has been, but there are calls for it to be so.
The High Commissioner believes the inviolability or immunity of the relevant premises and officials bestowed by treaties such as the 1963 Vienna Convention on Consular Relations should be waived immediately.
Khashoggi was living in self-imposed exile in the United States. He went to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to get documents he needed to marry his fiancée, a Turkish national who waited in vain outside for him to return. It's been suggested he was killed after a team of 15 men arrived at the consulate and later left while Khashoggi was never seen again. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying that it's preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills, teaching them the Mandarin language, and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with the U.S.-led United Nations Command, are holding their first talks this Tuesday on demilitarizing a section of the heavily fortified border that separates the rival Koreas. The talks will take place in the so-called Joint Security Area, which the three sides have controlled since the Korean War ended with a truce in 1953. During the third summit in Pyongyang last month, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in reached an agreement to disarm the JSA, including clearing mines buried within the small area there. This is VOA News. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has died at the age of 65, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
He was one of the wealthiest men in the world with an estimated worth of more than $20 billion, according to Forbes. Paul Allen helped co-found Microsoft with childhood friend Bill Gates in 1975. The company took off 5 years later when IBM Corporation decided to move into personal computers and Microsoft was picked to provide the operating system. Allen eventually branched out into ventures in professional sports, aerospace, and philanthropy. He's credited with giving more than $2 billion to causes dealing with ocean health, homelessness, and scientific research. Paul Allen died at the age of 65. I'm Mike Rossia.
Iran is urging neighboring Pakistan to cooperate in securing freedom for 14 Iranian border guards, including intelligence officers, after militants kidnapped them Tuesday in a pre-dawn raid along the border. The abductees were stationed at a border post when they came under attack from counter-revolutionary groups. That's according to Islamic Revolutionary Guards. That kidnapping occurred in Iran's southeastern Sistan-Baluchistan province. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is responding after President Trump has suggested that he could be one of his next key officials to leave the government. The president said about Mattis, "I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth." Mattis did not take too kindly to the statement.
In the U.S. military, we are proudly apolitical. By that, I mean that in our duties, we were brought up to obey the elected commander-in-chief, whoever that is.
Mattis said that he's had no discussion at all about leaving his position. There has been a long list of key officials who have either been fired or resigned during Trump's 21-month administration. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is considering recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the country's embassy there from Tel Aviv. The Prime Minister told reporters Tuesday he was open-minded about a suggestion made by Dave Sharma, a former ambassador to Israel. He also said that they're breaking with a long-standing policy that Jerusalem status should be settled as part of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. The U.S. took action last year and officially opened in Jerusalem in May. Germany has deported an accomplice of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States to his home country of Morocco. Munir al-Matasek has spent almost 15 years in prison in Germany before he was deported Monday to Morocco. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.